Idea. Good on you, Suzanne. Brian Walsh from the Kew Cottages Coalition of Parents has called in. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Planning approval granted yesterday for the redevelopment after years and years of to-ing and fro-ing at Kew Cottages.
Yes, we're absolutely astounded, John, because on the same day we've called on the government to quarantine this site because a deadly fungus has been identified by a forest pathologist there. And we're told international best practice requires this type of site to be quarantined immediately.
The compromise is that of the six remaining buildings, three stay and three are demolished. It's a fair compromise, isn't it?
Well, no, this is... Well, I'm told this is the equivalent of bird flu in the botanical world. I mean, this kills plants and trees. It's wiped out vineyards and Yarra forests. It's Victoria's worst native plant disease. And for the minister to approve any sort of construction work in a site like that is like approving opening a market in a chicken farm where you've got bird flu. It just beggars belief.
All right, so you think there needs to be a review the day after the announcement of the very decision itself?
We think that the site should be quarantined and a full investigation of the extent of this Phytophthora fungus be conducted, because you're right next to the Yarra Bend National Park there.
Okay, now Brian, if it wasn't for the fungus...
I don't think you can even talk about it without the fungus, John, because the government's official reports show it's there. It's like saying to someone who's running a chicken farm, well, if we don't talk about bird flu, shall we talk about the real estate value? I mean, this is absolutely just crazy.
If it wasn't for the fungus, three out of three, what do you reckon?
It's got... I mean, what are you asking, John? You talk to someone who's selling chickens and say, don't worry about the bird flu, see how many chickens we can sell anyway.
Yeah, fair enough. Brian, look, thank you.
Are you going to follow it up?
Well, along with the rest of the media, yes, it's an issue. It's in the papers today. I saw that as well.
Well, I think you should be pointing out to people that this is an organism. It kills many native plants. It's carried around by pedestrians, vehicles, bicycles, horses can spread it. People who go through that site into the Yarra Bend National Park can be carrying it into the National Park.
Yeah, but it won't... it'll be like, say, asbestos on a building site. It'll be a management issue rather than an issue of whether it goes ahead at all or not.
Well, the issue, I think, is in the final story in the Herald Sun today, where the minister says he doesn't even know that the fungus is there, whereas we understand the government's had this report for weeks.
Good on you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you. In Frankston, hiya, Stuart.
Yeah, g'day, John.